Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gunzo G just making a video about This Is How the World Ends? Well, let's go! Yeah, it looks like the world's falling apart piece by piece, inch by inch, by douchebag, right? Look at this thing, it says, imagine this was your daughter, someone that got rapied and abused at the age of 10 and then labeled a prostitute by the people who should have been helping her. It's sickening. We need a national inquiry now. Yeah, they should be doing stuff like that. Not the rape part, but investigating this kind of shit. Yeah. Oh, it says right here from Sky News. That's from Australia, right? It says Rochdale's grooming trial. Here's a 10 girl. Here's girl 10 labeled prostitute by social services. Isn't it like a government thingy over there in Australia, I guess? So the government called this girl a hooker? Oh, yeah, yay. Well, this is what you're making, Australia? Whatever, just saying. It looked like we jumped from a toilet to a dumpster fire, right? Yes, look at this. According to the urine, it says, the sex shop on Albany Street in Tel Aviv was seriously damaged. It's in Israel. They got what they deserve. Just saying. Anyways, can you show me another store in the Middle East outside of Israel where someone can buy yourself a dildo? I don't know. First of all, I wouldn't buy a dildo. Yeah, I think my butthole wouldn't want that. Yeah, it's for accepting nothing in there. You're supposed to make exiting stuff, not inside stuff. Ah, yeah, I know some people don't understand it. I guess these people, right? Just like Toucan Sam, follow your nose. Oh yeah, and a side note, how the fuck can you make Fruit Loops even more fruitier? I guess they found a way, right? Anyways, moving on. Oh yeah, and speaking about gay pride, Donald Trump back in the day was talking about the weapons of mass destruction, how that was bullshit over in Iraq. Yeah, just watch the clip, and maybe the stuff that's happening right now applies to today, what he was saying from back then. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a delusion of mine, but let's watch.
They lied. They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There was none, and they knew there were none.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of something that's happening right now recently. What the fuck was going on? Something on some people with fucking bird-like beaks bigger than mine. Yeah, man, something is happening right now. Anyways, whatever. Let's watch whatever what that guy was saying. I don't know. I'm fucked up, I guess.
There were no weapons of mass destruction. Obviously. The war in Iraq was a big fat mistake.
Really? You don't say? Huh. Kind of what happened earlier where someone was launching missiles at somebody and they got caught with their pants down and now there's divine retribution or just regular payback, right? I don't know. Maybe. Whatever.
Right? Now you can take it any way you want and it took Jeb Bush, if you remember, at the beginning of his announcement, when he announced for president, took him 5 days. He went back. It was a mistake.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but last time I checked, the Bushes are fucking dumber than fuck. Look how retarded they are. You just jingle your keys in front of him and he gets all excited. So what the fuck are you talking about, guy? Whatever.
It was a mistake. Took him 5 days before his people told him what to say, and he ultimately said it was a mistake. The war in Iraq, we spent $2 trillion.
Yeah, man, please don't let us go to war. I don't want to fight for a country that doesn't belong, that I don't belong to. Or do I belong to them? Please, no. Are you compromised? Please say something, come on. Like blink your eyes once for yes and two for no. Please, tell me it ain't true. I don't know, let's keep on watching, I guess.
Thousands of lives, we don't even have it. Iran is taking over Iraq with the second largest oil reserves in the world. Obviously, it was a mistake. So, George Bush made a mistake.
Yes, we all make mistakes, but some mistakes are very expensive. I know from personal experience, and they suck, so be careful.
Make mistakes, but that one was a beauty. We should have never been in Iraq. We have destabilized the Middle East.
Yes, bingo, you actually hit it in the nail on the head, yes. Too bad this Trump is not the one that we have now. Yeah, I guess they replaced him like how they replaced Biden with a robot. Yeah, I guess so. It is what it is, man. Just saying. Oh yeah, in case you didn't notice, this is for entertainment purposes only, and these are just my delusions, so it is what it is, and just laugh about it, okay? You'll live longer, and you'll be happier. Just saying.
So you still think he should be in
pain? I think it's my turn, isn't it?
You do whatever you want. You call it whatever you want. I want to tell you, they lied.
Okay.
They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were none, and they knew there were none. There were no weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, all right.
Wow, man. I guess after a while, people change, and sometimes not for the better, right? Yeah, Donald Trump had some balls before. Now he's just emasculated. Yeah, but it is what it is, right? You want to see what they think of him over there in North Korea? Let's go watch a newscast from over there.
The capitalist peaks of America held a gaudy and vainglorious display of their dwindling military might this past weekend. The U.S. have not won a war since the USSR defeated Germany in 1945.
Yeah, that parade was bullshit. I didn't even bother watching it. But we're spending money we don't have, but people are fucking stupid in my opinion.
And the US celebrated this fact by shining all their best tanks and guns. The inferior leader, pictured here looking old, confused and tired, sat next to an expensive prostitute and a drunk television host for the duration of the...
That fucking chick roasted him. Yeah, he called him a Biden clone. He said his wife is a rich hooker. An expensive hooker, I forgot, sorry. And then he called the television host a fucking drunk. Yeah, well, who gives a fuck? Everybody's fucking a drunkard, huh? Yeah, but whatever, right? Just like Kamala Harris, she was a drunk. Ooh, but yeah, we would have had worse if that fucking bitch was gonna be president. Yeah, we're not having any better stuff, but it is what it is.
Hooray. In total, $40 million was spent on the parade by the debt-ridden failed state, shamefully done so at...
Yeah, these people keep on spending money they don't have. Spend, spend, spend. Fuck it, right? Let the fucking machine break, right? Well, whatever. I guess we're all going to go to Civil War or World War. I don't know. Take your pick. It's up to you, I guess.
Time of increasing poverty in the country. Many have noted how pudgy and overweight the Trump looks at a...
Yeah, if this guy's getting fat, yeah, I think we are going to go to war. Yeah, we're going to go fight off for Israel. Yeah, there was a... I have the paper somewhere in my endless stuff of memes and bullshit that when someone gets fat, it correlates to narcissism, like Sam Bankman-Fried when he got fat during his bullshit. Yeah, that means he's going to do something evil. And this guy's getting fat, so... Yeah. Yeah, most likely we're going to go to war, so... Get ready for that, fellas. I'm not ready for that shit, but fuck it, right? Spice of life. Let's do this.
Time when Americans struggle for food. Unable to tolerate political dissent, the inferior leader's supporters shot dead an opposition politician in one city, while in other locations, a protester was shot and a follower of the cult leader attempted to drive his car into the...
Yeah, you see? I'm not the only one that notices this shit. Even this dragon lady notices this bullshit. But okay, whatever, right? I guess I'm not the only one. Yay, I'm not retarded! Or am I? I don't know. Whatever.
Crowd. The propaganda exercise was swallowed whole by the dull of mind and incurious of spirit.
Typical Americans, right?
The helpless sheep believe themselves to be the envy of the world, but the world laughs in their faces.
Yeah, I bet my right nut that we are gonna go to a war. We're gonna go defend Israel. How fun that's gonna be, right? That's some bullshit. I hope we don't do it, but fuck it, right? That's what we want? That's what we're gonna get, I guess. I don't know. Do you think we're gonna finish this year? Yeah, we got 6 months left. I don't know. Fuck. We gotta think about happy thoughts. Oh, I know. Hold on. Yeah, don't worry about it. Nothing's impossible. Yeah, look at this. Oh, yum, 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 right? Nice little waifu. Enjoy this, put her in your spank bag or download it or whatever, man. Enjoy. This is my gift to you guys. Only, yes, because the world's turning into shit doesn't mean you can't enjoy stuff, right? Anyways, I hope you guys are kicking ass and still doing your stuff. Yeah, just because the world is shit doesn't mean you shouldn't take care of your own personal stuff, okay? So keep on kicking ass and fuck all these assholes and... Things will get better. Unless we get nuked. If that happens, then fuck it. Doesn't matter no more. Anyways, take care, have a good night, and sleep well. Goodbye.
I'm just
I'm just casually watching video, I filmed today, and I have so many questions to Porsche.